The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The first several dafim of the third parak of Sukkah, Parak Lulav HaGazel, deal with questions of the Dalad Minim, the four species, or the Sukkah, which are stolen. Lulav HaGazel is Pasul. The Gemara talks about Hadassim. The Gemara talks about Schach that is stolen and used to make Schach on a Sukkah. If the property, the real estate upon which the Sukkah is erected is stolen. These are, of course, sugyas that have major import for Choshen Mishpat. In particular, the laws of Kinyanim, while most of them are situated in Choshen Mishpat proper, the laws of Kinyanim themselves, the laws of Gzela, Yeush, are in Choshen Mishpat, there are three loci in other areas of Halacha, in Arachayim and Yaradeya, in which the laws of Kinyanim are extensively discussed. They are Mechiras Chametz, selling Chametz before Pesach to a non-Jew to avoid the biblical prohibition of Valyara Valyamata, in the Halachas of Bechar Behema, selling a female behema to a non-Jew before it gives birth to its firstborn to avoid that firstborn getting Kedushas Bechar, which is terribly problematic Bizman Hazeh, and to a lesser extent, Hilchas Sukkah, purchasing the Dalad Minim. The first two in particular were extensively discussed by the Poskim. There was a great need to avoid losing all of one's chametz, having to throw it away before Pesach, especially in commercial context, and there is a voluminous literature of Kinyanim discussed in those contexts, to a lesser degree in the halachas of Dalad Minim. One of the halachas that arises in all these contexts is the question of Kinyan Drabanan Mahani L'Daraisa. If Minat Torah, the laws of Kinyanim go one way, and the Rabbanan set up different rules, either they added new Kinyanim, or they took away Kinyanim of the Torah, what's the halacha? For mitzvahs daraisa, such as Dalad Minim, Chametz, Bechar, do we follow the law of the Torah, or do we follow the law of the Rabbanan? For example, if I buy an Esrog with a Kinyan Drabbanan, can I be Yotzi the mitzvah of Esrog? Is it considered Lachem? If I sell my Chametz to a non-Jew using a Kinyan Drabbanan, does that work? This is perhaps one of the most heavily debated topics in all of halacha. There's a tremendous confusion, tremendous, enormous contradictions in the Rishonim. The Achronim have numerous different approaches. In this series of lectures, we'll try to do a survey of some of the most important literature on this topic. In this first part of the series, we shall discuss some, albeit most certainly not all, of the relevant Gemaras and discussions of the Rishonim. In the subsequent parts, we shall discuss some of the practical applications of the Achronim, and some of what seem to me at least to be the more interesting conceptual innovations of the Achronim. One of the most important Gemaras is right here in our Sugya, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Gozel Eitzim V'Sikech Bahen, a person stole wood and used them to make Schach on his Sukkah. Divrei HaKol Ein Lo Elad Me'Eitzim, he's allowed to keep that wood. He only has to refund to the Nigzal, to the victim, the cost. This is a Takanas Chachamim, Rashi explains, known as Takanas Marish. A person steals wood or steals a beam and builds it into his building. The Nigzal, the victim, is only entitled to receive compensation. They did not require the Gazlan to take apart his whole building to give back the Marish. It was at Takanas Hashavim and Gittin, Mishum Tikkun Ha'olam, make it easier for those who wanted to do tshuva. If we require them to destroy their whole buildings to return the Marish, to return the beams, that would be a tremendous temptation and people would have a hard time doing tshuva. So because of this takanas tamikra din, a gazlan wouldn't be kind that he would have to return exactly what he stole, no matter what the cost to his own affairs are, is takanas hashavim, takanas marish, Chazal allowed him to keep the beam. Bimara then brings a story, Ahi Savta Dasari Lekmeid Rav Nachman. An old woman came to Rav Nachman. She told him, she complained, Reish Galusa v'kula rabbanan devei Reish Galusa v'suka gzula havayasvi. The Reish Galusa and all the rabbis and the household of the Reish Galusa are sitting in a stolen sukkah. They stole from me. They stole my schach. Tzav chavlo ashbar Rav Nachman. She complained. She wanted her schach back. Rav Nachman dismissed her claim. Amrale, she was quite disgruntled. She said, Itza dehavile la'avua tlas meu tam nisrei avde. I'm not a nobody. My father had 318 slaves. Rashi explains her father is Avram Avinu. Says, Vayarek et chanicha, Yulid beso, 318 men. I'm an important person. I'm a Jew. A Jewess. I'm a descendant of Avram Avinu. You're not listening to me. She apparently felt he wasn't taking her seriously because she wasn't a politically connected person. Amar lahu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman explained his dismissal of her claim, Pa'isa hida, Rashi says Pa'isa is kalanis, basically he called her a crybaby, a nudge. Ein la elad me'etzim bilvad. She's not entitled to her tzchach back, she just gets compensation. And the Gemara seems to imply, the Pashas, almost all of them, the Parashim assume, that the Rabbanan and the Beirish Galusa were therefore Yotzei in Sukkah, were Yotzei the mitzvah of Sukkah, since they were allowed to keep the schach, even though it was stolen, and only refund the cost. Another Gemara, the Gemara on Daf Lamed, famous Gemara Hanu Avankari. The Gemara talks about Rav Huna told the Avankari, there were merchants who bought Hadassim from the Goyim. He said, when you purchase the Hadassim, Kizuvenisu Hadassim Eakum, Lo Sigzizu Atun, don't cut it off yourself, El Ligzizua Inu, they should cut them down. The Gemara explains why, because they are shady characters, they're stealing the property, Karkain and Igzelis, so if you don't have a proper Shina Rishus, if they cut it and give it to you, that's Gezel and Shina Rishus. If you take it straight, it'll be a problem of Gzela. The Gemara asks, Shina Maisa, when you cut off the Hadassim, it's when you make it into a Lulav, it's a Shina Maisa. So the Gemara says, Shina Chaj Labriyasahu, it's not a real Shinoi, it's a reversible Shinoi, it's Chaj Labriyasahu, returns to its initial state. Shina Chaj Labriyasahu, lo shmei Shinoi, it's not called a Shinoi. What about Shinoi Hashem, the Gemara asks, you're changing the name, Meikara Havlu Asa, the Hashto Shana, it used to be just a Hadas, a piece of botany. Now it is a Hashana, something you use for a Lulav. Gemara says, no, the terms are really interchangeable, Meikara Nami Laasa Hashana Karila, it was really always called a Hashana. So therefore, there is no kinyan, and therefore, if you don't make sure that you have a shinu rishus, there is a problem of gzela. And arba minim that are stolen are not valid. Tosfos has a problem. The Gemara says shinu chaj l'briyaso is lo shma shinu. Tosfos daf lamed asks, why? Even though it's chaj l'briyaso, you're still kind of midrabanan. He brings a raya from a Gemara Bava Kama that even though you're not kind of midaraisa, you are kind of midrabanan. So Tosfos says, kivan de midaraisa lo kani lo nafikacha. Since Midaraisa, you're not Kona, therefore you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Dalad Min. So Tosu says pretty explicitly that you need a Kenny Midaraisa. A Kenny Midrabanan is not sufficient. However, Tosu continues. Tosu goes on and brings the other Gemara. The Gemara of the Reish Galusa says that Rav Nachman defended the Reish Galusa by saying he didn't have to return the stolen Tzach, and therefore the Rabbanan and the Reish Galusa were okay. That's also Drabanan. That's Takanas Marish. So I'm telling you that you need a kinyan midaraisa, but that Gemara says about sukkah that you don't need a kinyan midaraisa, a kinyan drabanan is sufficient. Tosfos is not very clear. Tosfos says yesh l'tarix. Over there was takanas hashavim that you don't have to return the marish because it was built into the house and it would be terribly burdensome to take apart the whole house. Hachava goodness lulav ba'al maloshak takanas hashavim. Here, when it comes to lulav, we don't have takanas hashavim because it's easy. Just take apart your lulav. Denakilahatirigudo. So there's no need, we don't have takanas hashavim because there's no real disincentive to doing tshuva if we tell him to give back the stolen hadassim. The Tosfos is not very clear because in his kasha he said kivan de midaraisa lo kani lo nafikacha. So what's his teretz? His teretz is here. There's no takanas hashavim, but Tosfos still assumes in his kasha that if midaraisa lo kani lo nafikacha. So then what's that in the Gemara of the Reish Galusa? That was still Drabanan. So some Acharonim understand that Tosfos is being closer. Even though Tosfos began by assuming the Kivan de Midaraisa lo kani lo nafikacha, once he brings the Gemara of Reish Galusa, he's proving from there that no, I was wrong. A Kinyan Drabanan is sufficient for Mitzvah Daraisa, it is sufficient for Sukkah, and it is sufficient for Lulav. So why doesn't that apply over here? The answer is because over here you don't even have a Kinyan Drabanan. But normally, a kinyan drabanan is enough, and that's pshat in the Reish Galusa. This is the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda Navon, the son of the Machane Ephraim, that even though at the beginning of Tosfos he assumed kivan de midaraisa lo kani lo nafik, the maskan of Tosfos is that even though midaraisa lo kani, you are still nafik. This is the understanding of other acharonim. The Chida learns this way. There is, however, a dissenting view. The Arad drabanan, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Al-Ghazi, father of the Meirut Al-Ghazi, He says, Tosfos says, that kivan de midaraisa lo kani lo nafik. He assumes that the havmin of Tosfos is Tosfos' ikar shita l'maskana. How did he understand Tosfos' teretz? I'm not sure. Somehow that because it's easy to take apart a lulav, even though somehow you do have a kinyan drabanan, you're low nafik, and somehow in the case of Marish, even though that's also drabanan, because it was harder to do, you are nafik. Somehow in one case you're nafik, in one case you're not, even though they're both drabanan, and even though normally kinin drabanan is not enough, somehow Marish is enough. Although it's very hard to understand, why would that be? Marish, at the end of the day, is still only at the kind of drabanan. So who cares if it's easy or hard? At the end of the day, it's drabanan. So how can Tosfos possibly be concluding that kinin drabanan is not sufficient for a daraisa? It seems pretty clear from the Gemara of the Reish Galusa that Tosfos has no challenge to, that kinin drabanan is enough, and this seems to be the opinion of most achronim. The Chida in Birkei Yosef understands this way, and he says that he has a raya from one of the Rishonim, pretty much the same language as Tosfos, but he feels it's even more clear that Tosfos is retracting his initial assumption that a kinin drabanan doesn't work for a daraisa. He's concluding that Tosfos' maskana is that it does work for a daraisa. So the pashas of Tosfos, as understood by most achronim, is that l'maskana, a kinin drabanan, does work for daraisa, and that shot in the Gemara of the Reish Galusa, that even though he was only konim a drabanan, that's enough to be yotzim a daraisa. And the Gemara of the Avankari, of the people who bought that datum from the non-Jews, over there you aren't kona even midrabanan. Third Gemara, also in Sukkah, later, Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara says, well, likni inish hoshana liyinuka b'yomatava kama, a person should not give a hoshana, any of the dalad minim, to a child on the first day of Yontif, where we require lachem, mai taima, diyinuka mikna kona yaknuyila makni, a child can be kona, but not makni it back to you. Vishtakach, if the father wants to use it, if any adult wants to use it after it's been given to the child, even if the child gives it back to him, it's too late. The child is incapable of returning ownership to the adults. So the problem is, the Rishonim discuss, there is a Gemara in Gittin and elsewhere. The Gemara says that a katan, once he reaches a certain age, the age of pu'utos, a certain minimal level of understanding and business savvy, he does have a kinyan midrabanan, only midrabanan. But Chazal gave him the power to do business, to buy and sell, once he reaches this age of pu'utos. The Gemara says it's either 6, 7, 8, up to 10 years old, but a kid with a certain level of maturity and understanding does have a kinyan drabanan. So why is it such a problem to give a lulav to a katan once he reaches that age? At that age, he can give it back to you. So some Rishonim say, you're right, in a chinami, the Gemara is only talking about a katan who has not yet reached that age. The Rashba says, that Gemara in Sukkah, Mairi kodim shigil pu'utos. But after he reaches pu'utos, no problem, he can give the lulav back to you. That is also the opinion of the Ran. Tinok shelo higiel on his pu'utos, we can't give it to others at all. Once he reaches pu'utos, 6 or 7, he can be makna back to you. So the Gemara is only talking about a very young katan. The Rambam, on the other hand, does not make any such distinction. The Rambam just says you cannot give your lulav to a katan, period, full stop, no distinction between different age katan. Now, the Beis Yosef went back and forth on whether the Rambam disagrees with the Ran or agrees to the Ran. In the Kesef Mishnah, he brings the Ran and says, Dover Pashut Huzeh, the Ran is obviously correct that once he reaches the age of pu'utos, there's no problem. It's so obvious and so self-evidently correct, he doesn't know how any poskim could disagree. On the other hand, in the Bedek Abayis, his supplement to his Beis Yosef, he writes, that even pu'utos, you can't do it. Not like the Ran. So he went back and forth on this. The Lecha Mishnah also brings the Ran, says it's machlokas. He says that according to the Ran, once you reach onas ha-pu'utos, that is fine. Then you could give it to the katan, and he can give it back to you, no problem. The Rambam didn't like that. The Rambam thought that the Gemara's mashmat is always usher. So the Rambam says, because he'll be kona, even when he reaches pu'utos, that's very nice. He can give it back to you midrabanan. That's not good enough, because he's kona midaraisa, and he can't give it back to you midaraisa, only midrabanan. So the Lech Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds kinyan drabanan lo mahani for a daraisa. The father won't be yotzei lulav, a mitzvah daraisa, because his kinyan back from his child is only midrabanan. If the katan would only get a midrabanan and he gives it back midrabanan, hey mamru v'hey mamru. So now it's the father's again. But since the katan can get a midaraisa and can only give it back midrabanan, so the father then will only have a kinyan in the lulav midrabanan after it passed through the katan's hands, and that's not good enough for a kinyan daraisa, for a mitzvah daraisa like lulav. So it seems the way the Lech Mishnah is learning that the Rambam holds kinyan drabanan lo mahani for a daraisa, and the other Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba, may actually hold that a kinyan drabanan does work for a daraisa. In the Tshuvas Masas Moshe of Rav Moshe Yisrael, he doesn't understand how this could be the view of the Rambam. How can it be, he says, that a kinyan drabanan doesn't work for a daraisa? What happened to the Gemara of Marish, the Gemara of the Reish Galusa, where they were using stolen schach? The Gemara says, that's fine. You're yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. That's apparently the pashup shayin of the Gemara. So that Gemara says, even though that's only a kinin drabanan, takanas hashavim, takanas marish, you are yotze sukkah daraisa. So what's shayin of the Rambam that says that a kinin drabanan doesn't work for a daraisa? The Gemara is clear that once the rabbanan were masakein takanas marish, you can keep it. It's not gezel. Hefker based on hefker. And the Chum can do that. As we'll see, this is going to be the crux of the whole matter, whether indeed the principle of hefker based on hefker applies to these cases, and whether the principle is sufficient to enable you to be yotzei mitzvah daraisa. But that's the Masas Moshe's kasha. How can the Rambam say that the kinin of the katan of the arba minim back to you, which is only drabanan, is not sufficient? The Gemara of the Sukkah of the Reish Galusa clearly indicates that a kinin drabanan is sufficient for a mitzvah daraisa. And this question is also asked by the Sharamelech Hilchas Lulav, also says, what's pshat of this shita that a kinin drabanan doesn't work for a daraisa, for pu'utas? But how does that stem? How can we reconcile that with the Gemara of the Sukkah Gzula? That Gemara clearly indicates that a kinin drabanan is sufficient for a mitzvah daraisa. Several Akronim point out, the Arad drabanan again, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Al-Ghazi, the Chidah, they point out they seem to have not noticed this was Tosis' question. Tosis himself proved from the Gemara of Takanas Marish of the Sukkah of the Reish Galusa that a kinin drabanan is indeed sufficient for a mitzvah daraisa. So what do we do with the Rambam? So the Rambam is a problem. The Rambam, who says, apparently, as understood by many Achronim, that a kinin drabanan is not sufficient for a mitzvah daraisa, that's why the katan can't give you back his lulav, because that won't be good enough for a mitzvah daraisa, how is he going to explain the Gemara of the Sukkah Gzula, the schach that was stolen of the Reish Galusa? So the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, has an interesting way to be madcha the Gemara. He says, perhaps Rav Nachman was never saying the Sukkah was kosher. The Sukkah was not kosher. All these Rabbanan, the Reish Galusa, they had their own sukkahs. They ate, they slept in their own sukkahs. When they were hanging out in the Reish Galusa sukkah, that was a diras arai. They had a sukkah party. They listened to a share, or they had a meeting or something. Something which doesn't actually require sukkah. So Rav Nachman never said that the yotzei sukkah. He just said, pisa hida, she's complaining she doesn't have a legitimate claim. They don't have to give her back the schach. They're not doing an avera. But he never actually said they're being yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. In a chinam, according to the Rambam, they may actually not be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. Obviously, that's something of a dochik. Another very important gemara that has major implications for the question of kinin drabanan mahani for daraisa is in Gittin. The Gemara talks about throwing a get to an isha. Midaraisa, you have to throw it into her hand or her chater, her property. Midrabanan, you can throw the get into dalet amas, four amas of her surroundings in certain places, in a simta, or even 100 amas, even karav la, the Gemara says, if it's closer to her, if she can watch it, makam shmira, the post can call it, that's also good enough. Those two scenarios of dalet amas or even mea amas are certainly only drabanan. The Gemara is clear; those are takanas drabanan that she can be kind of the get. So the Rishonim ask, but it's clear that it's a get daraisa. The mission is clear; she's megureshes, 100% bona fide megureshes. How can that be the case if dalet amas is a takanas chazal? So there are two major terutzim in the Rishonim: the Ran and Rabbeinu Kreskes, the chidushim that used to be attributed to the Ritva. They say that, again, kinin drabanan works for a daraisa. Even though they're not midaraisa, the kinin of dalet amas, kivin drabanan tikninhu v'amru shiukonas. Once the rabbanan said dalet amas are kona, hare hiknum lo v'asom kechatero, Chazal made it as her reshus, hefker based on haya hefker. Again, the Ran invokes the rule of hefker based on hefker. Ben Kreska says the same thing. Dalet amas shaladim konas lo v'asom kechatero mamish. They made it exactly as his own chater. Again, hefker based on hefker. As soon as she stands there, she acquires the dalet amas. The rabbanan gave it to her, and therefore she's migureshes, mikra din. The other approach is the approach of the Ramban. The Ramban says, afkina rabbanan l'kedushin. Chazal had the power to dissolve kedushin. So Chazal said, whenever someone throws a get to dalet amas or a place that's only a get midrabanan, you're right, it shouldn't work midaraisa. The way they made it work was by dissolving the marriage retroactively. Davna Miluim actually says that even the Ramban really agrees in principle that kinin drabanan works for a daraisa. That certainly seems to be the position of the Ritva and Rabbeinu Kreskes. They seem to assume that a rabbinic kinin of dalet amas works midaraisa. Davna Miluim suggests even the Ramban really agrees to that in principle. The Ramban just says that the hefker based on hefker isn't on the property itself. Chazal didn't choose to actually give the woman or the man or whoever it is ownership of the public domain. That would yield some very strange conclusions, he said. Someone else walks there 10 minutes later, he's kind of stuck. Because Al kept flipping the real estate, kept transferring title every 5 minutes. What if there are three people there? One is being kind of a get, one is being kind of a metia. So he owns the property with regard to get, she owns the property with regard to get, he owns it for the metia. He yields all kinds of absurd conclusions. So the Ramban instead understands that Chazal didn't actually give title of the property to the people who are there. Chazal just gave all movable property, all metalton that lands in those places to the people who are there. They gave the get through Hefker Beis and Hefker to the Isha. They gave the Kedushin to the Isha. They gave the Matiyah to whoever's standing there first. But they didn't actually transfer the property. Says the Avnei Miluim, says the Ramban, that doesn't work for get. Get, it has to be biyada. Other kinyanim, at least according to the Ramban, and some Rishonim don't work. If you give her a get via kinyan sudar, that doesn't work. It has to be berishusa. So Mail the Ramban said, even though I agree kinyan drabana works for a deraisa, and she does own the get medaraisa, owning a get is not enough. You have to actually own the property for it to be a get where the get is, and that's why you have to resort to afkenu. But the Avnei Miluim learns that the Ramban really agrees that kinyan drabana is perfectly sufficient for deraisas. The Ritva also says, some of the earlier Achrim said it was the Ritva Lushitase, because they thought Rabbeinu Kreskes was the Ritva, but anyway, it is a Ritva. The Ritva Bavmatiya talks about a Gemara that says that when somebody is Moshech, something from Hektish, he's Moel, he's triggered, he's over Me'ila, which is a Daraisa category. Ritva says, how can that be? Shicha is Rabbinic. It's a Takana. Says the Ritva, yeah, okay, it's a Takana. Afilu Hachi, Ika Me'ila, the Hefker based in Hefker, Bikinin Rabbanan Kikinin Daraisa. The Ritva here explicitly uses this language in its Kedushin above Matzia that a Kinin Rabbanan is like a Kinin Daraisa Le'inyan Zeh. Not sure what that qualifier of Le'inyan Zeh is, but anyway, it works for Daraisa. And the reason is, again, because of Hefker based in Hefker. In the next part of the series, we shall discuss further sources in the Gemara and the Rishonim and proceed to the positions of the Achronim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.